All right. Well, it is 1 a.m. in the morning, and you know what that means. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined by...
Boombox Nax.
There you have it. And if you tuned in last week, you would know that we did a first part of a tribute to the late MCA of the Beastie Boys. And tonight we are doing the conclusion of that, the second part. And we left off at Paul's Boutique. And we might skim past Check Your Head, which it's unfortunate, but it's, you know, because it is one of my favorite records by the Beastie Boys. But there's a lot of ground to cover. I think what we're intending on doing tonight is we're going to do stuff from Ill Communication to the Five Boroughs, Hello Nasty, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. We're going to talk about the Tibetan Freedom Concert. We're going to focus on Adam Yauch as a filmmaker. We're going to go into Grand Royal Records. We have a lot of stuff. And we found a few samples here and there as well for some of the songs that were featured on some of the later day stuff. So I think you're going to really enjoy the ride that you're about to go on.
No, absolutely. I think that we're only going to get more momentum from the first week that we had going on. If you enjoyed that show, then you are going to thoroughly enjoy part two of a two-part series for MCA.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I guess we're going to get started. Me and Boombox Nox were talking before we started about the first song we were going to play, which is a Beastie Boys number, and how neither of us could figure out the pronunciation. We're awful, awful human beings. And so I'm going to let the computer talk for us. So this is how it goes. Oh, no? No, that's not how it goes? Hey,
the computer doesn't know either, so that makes me feel a little bit better about not being able to pronounce it.
Absolutely. I'm going to give it a shot, and I might completely ruin this, and I apologize. It's a song off of Ill Communication. It's one of the ones that actually showcased Adam Yauch very predominantly, and it's a Bohisattva Vow. Let's go with that. That's the best mumblecore version you'll get from me. But we're going to start that off. As you might notice in the background, we got a little Miles Davis going on. As you might realize, the Beastie Boys, along with being punk artists, hip-hop artists, rock artists, and just in general creative people, they had a very great affinity for jazz. And as we showcased last week, there was a lot of stuff that came off of Blue Note Records and things that they delivered samples from, especially when they started collaborating with like the Dust Brothers and Money Mark and, you know, Mixmaster Mike later in the day. They always had that weird draw towards jazz, and they found ways to take samples from that and really interpret it in such a way where it made their songs rich and I think even perhaps more vital in some ways.
Well, and also, you know, the Beastie Boys can credit themselves to being very genre bending in many different forms and many different ways as well. So, you know, if you're gonna enjoy this MCA tribute show, which is being cool, then call us Miles Davis.
Absolutely. Before we get into the song, as always, if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And if you want to keep up with the playlist, you can go to WIR.org. And as Boombox Nox mentioned last week, and I fail to mention all the time, if, like, let's say you're going home right now. You're driving home from work, from a bar, from dinner, from late night, whatever. You can always go home, and if you don't have the transistor radio, you can go to WIR.org and access our web stream and be able to continue listening to us because we always have content going 24 hours a day, so it's worth staying tuned.
No, absolutely, and that way you have constant access to the many programs, not just the Commonwealth of Notions or Lend Me Your Ears, but all the other wonderful programming that we have, so you can hear all the music that is just unheard anywhere else.
Absolutely. And without further ado, here are the Beastie Boys with that song that we have trouble pronouncing, but I think you're going to enjoy it. So you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions, and here are the Beastie Boys.
Now, so that I'll be sure, solidified, not on views, and I'll be glad $100 for a pack of six. We'll be right back.
All right, it's 118, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon, and I'm joined by...
Boombox Nax.
And here's a little heads up as just what you heard. That was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with Wilston to Cricklewood off of a collection entitled The Future is Unwritten. The reason I play that is Joe Strummer was involved, is one of the performers in the Tibetan Freedom Concerts when those were happening during the 90s. Before that was a remix of an At the Drive-In song from their EP Via, which was put out on Fearless Records. The thing about At the Drive-In is that by the time they put out Relationship of Command, they basically were on Grand Royal Records, which was a label that the Beastie Boys were pretty much in charge of, and they put a lot of really quality music out for a while. And we have a lot of stuff coming up like Luscious Jackson, Atari Teenage Riot, Sean Lennon, and so on and so on. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that. Before that was Run DMC with Rock the House off of King of Rock. And we start things off with that Beastie Boys song that we had so much trouble telling you the name of off of Ill Communication. But before Boombox Knox drops a little knowledge on you, here's the way I drop knowledge. Richmond Habitat Restore, located at 1901 Roan Street, is Richmond Habitat's retail operation that offers new and salvaged building and home improvement supplies for sale to the general public at deeply discounted prices. By selling donated goods, Restore diverts reusable goods from our landfills, allows people of all incomes to renovate their living spaces, and channels all profits into building more Habitat homes in Richmond. More information is available at richmondhabitat.org/restore. And... ladies and gentlemen, I give you Boombox Knox.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I hope you're enjoying the show here on 97.3 FM, the Commonwealth of Notions. And we are going to touch a little bit on the Tibetan Freedom Concert, as well as the Grand Royale, both the record label and magazine. But the Tibetan Freedom Concert, if you don't know exactly what it was a series of rock festivals, and they were held all over the world, North America, Europe, and Asia, in between the years of 96 to 2002, in support of Tibetan independence. And their first concert was in 96 in San Francisco, and the lineup included like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Bjork and Smashing Pumpkins, Rage Against the Machine, De La Soul. It drew over like 100,000 people and raised over $800,000 just in that first concert, and it was all raised for Tibetan social justices and all of that. And also a side fact, Yauch also formed the Malerpa Fund, which was initially created to disperse royalties to Tibetan monks who were sampled on the Beastie Boys' 94 album, Ill Communication.
Cool deal. I guess we're not going to get into it yet, but we're going to at one point talk about his studio in which he recorded a bunch of... not only feature-length documentaries and such, and also a Beastie Boys Live video, which we were going to play a part of the trailer for you, but it has a curse word in it, which is, hey, I effing shot that. And so, but it's a really quality and entertaining experience. I don't know if you've ever caught it, but the idea is that they were playing Madison Square Garden and they gave out 40 really kind of terrible handheld cameras to people across the entire audience. And then they compiled all that footage in order to make a concert film from the viewpoint of about just anyone. Like it could have been someone who was at the top of Madison Square Garden, to someone who was right up front, to someone who was given the luxury of having on stage access. And, you know, it's really something else. And the name of the studio, because we're this cool.
Oscilloscope.
Studios, yes. But hey, we're going to keep it going with the music. I hope you're enjoying it. If you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And WIR.org is where you can find the playlist. Next up, I have a live performance by Elvis Costello, actually. This was at the 25th anniversary show for SNL. As you may know, many years ago in the 70s, when this year's Model came out, he played the song Radio Radio on the air despite... much dispute from Lorne Michaels and NBC because they felt that it was, really terrible for them because it was not misrepresentation, but it definitely was him basically trash-talking network television and national media. And so he played it despite that, and they banned him until this time where they let him come back. And yeah, I think that's pretty exciting. And it was actually the Beastie Boys playing until Elvis Costello ran out, interrupts him, and is like, there's no way. This isn't right. We have to play this other song. And so they play Radio Radio instead of playing the hit Sabotage, which was hitting the charts at that time. So without further ado, here's Elvis Costello with accompaniment by the Beastie Boys on the 25th anniversary episode of SNL. And you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions. Enjoy.
sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's just really no reason to do this song here tonight. Hunty people!
Shining the light, not doubting anything that really flies. You're every one of those late night stations playing songs for the dudes in my eyes. What serious you think about? I know you see the winner, see what you broke as a troll. The same things that I can hardly believe in, the things that are getting out of danger. Hey-oh, sound salvation. Hey-oh, speed it up the basin. Voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause we don't think it's a reason. So you better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna buy the hand that feeds me. Wanna buy that hand so badly. Wanna make them wish they never seen me. Some of my friends who don't have any even in a world about the time to live. Everybody else who's overwhelmed by the difference in a promise I've heard of bed. They shut up and get cut up. They don't want to hear about it. So the pictures aren't real to me. And the rage in her hands is just a lot of fools trying to win.
WRIR Breakfast Blend on Tuesdays with Zoe and Gracie. We're too tired to talk much in the mornings from 6 to 8 a.m., but we like 3-minute pop songs, and you can fit a lot of those into a 2-hour show. Breakfast Blend, Tuesday morning. 3 hosts, short songs. More music, BeastieBoys.com.
Thank you.
All right, it's 1:41 in the morning, and you are listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon Cleary, and I've got Boombox Knox from Lend Me Your Ears in the house.
Oh, hello, Richmond.
Indeed, indeed. And you just heard it's called Tantric Music 2 from a record entitled Sacred Prayer by Tibetan Buddhist monks. It felt incredibly fitting considering the importance that Buddhism played in the lives of all the members of the Beastie Boys towards the, you know, later years. I mean, everything leading from the mid 90s up until the last record. I mean, there was always that presence was there.
Oh, no, absolutely. And especially with MCA, I mean, he was an extreme activist almost, and actually did an interview with the Dalai Lama that I read over briefly before the show, and it was extremely interesting, and a lot of great knowledge can come out of that as well.
Absolutely. So yes, there's that. And then before that was Blur with Beetlebum off of their self-titled record that was put out in 1996. The group was one of many artists that appeared throughout many of the Tibetan Freedom Concerts. It would happen all across the world. I mean, they weren't centralized just to the United States. There were ones that took place, I believe, in Tokyo. There was one in England. I believe there was one even in Australia, perhaps. Like, it was just really... the further and further expansion and awareness of everything that was happening in Tibet was a great mission of the man's life. And so the involvement of many musical peers, I think, was incredibly important to him. Before that was Afrique with Kissing My Love, which was a song that, if you noticed it, a sample was utilized from the first song that we played by the Beastie Boys. And then we started things off with the Elvis Costello live rendition of Radio Radio from SNL as accompanied by the Beastie Boys. And yeah, I think, let's see, about 17 minutes till the top of the hour. So, you know, if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. You want to see what we've been playing, WIR.org is the place to go. Next up, we've got the second song. We're going to be playing four numbers by the Beastie Boys that we think really represent the later years. And this song is the video version of 3MCs and 1DJ. I don't know if you ever saw it, but the video begins with Mixmaster Mike entering a corridor in which he just completely goes down an endless amount of stairs while the Beastie Boys just stay very much in place until he puts the record on, and they all, as if music is what's possessing them in that one instance, begin to perform the much beloved song off of the record that I'm going to go ahead and say is a little underrated, Hello Nasty.
Oh, absolutely. I can 100% agree. I don't know if it's just because of my age and generation, so to speak, but that when Hello Nasty came out, that was when I had my first Beastie Boys poster on the wall. Yeah, it was great. They had on those, like, sweatsuit outfits on, like, the ATVs or whatever that they were on from that one video. I don't know, but it was on my wall. Don't worry.
Absolutely. I think we were all there.
Absolutely.
But more importantly, let's keep the music rolling. We'll be back in a bit, and yeah, it will probably be more like towards the top of the hour, but I've got that Beastie Boys song for you. We have a few sound bites that we'd like to show you, and we also have a few more artists that have participated throughout many of the Tibetan Freedom Concerts, which I think... the more and more you think about it, I think it's more indicative of what inspired... I mean, I don't know. We'll get into it, because we have some artists, and then they had some comments in regards to MCA's passing that I think are really important.
Sure.
And we'll all share that. But yes, you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WRAR, and here is 3MCs and 1DJ by the Beastie Boys.
Holla.
Cause nobody can do it like Mixmaster can. Come on, now. I got the D. To the miracle mile. My name is Mike D, and I'm a lady's choice. You wanna get next to me? My Rolls Royce. You're dead, the man, I hear my golden voice. So it is time to roar. You come know what? Get noise.
This is cruising like a fanboy who wanna glade. He'll tweak your ass across the crossfade. So watch your back when he takes the stage. Gonna send you off on a naked rampage. With just 3 MCs and 1 DJ. And we be getting down with no delay. So make Master Mike and what you guys can say.
Someone like a tangerine, fresh like a box of the Krispy Kreme. Kenny Rogers, deep breath, so get ready, get with the smash. The mic, who's on the scratch routine?
He's always up in it and in the know.
No,
we break it down, going toe to toe. Huh. The bass is coming from down below, and nothing is chilling with Mario.
And when my name is Ad-Rock, I'm a Scorpio. And don't ask me, cause I just don't know.
Don't know.
I'm known to mob and then I'm known to glow.
But don't get mad when we got to go. We're just 3 MCs and 1 DJ.
No delay.
grab a hold of my and let the worst die. It's all hypnotic and sanctified. So I'm never from the bad day slip by. Take care of you.
Wait, just me and Adam in the Mario scene.
See?
In the studio, it's the place to be.
We're
all beings everywhere, be having your favorite
mix. Master the mic,
this story.
We're just three MCs and one DJ. And we be getting down with no delay. So mix Master Mike and what you got to say.
Where do you want these rocks?
Put them right down there by the donuts, deputy.
Anyone for a warm-up?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You bet. You bet.
Right. Thanks, over here. Lucy.
Right.
Thank you. Damn good coffee. And hot. Would everyone please take a seat? Ah. By way of explaining what we're about to do, I am first going to tell you a little bit about the country called Tibet. An extremely spiritual country. For centuries, the leader of Tibet has been known as the Dalai Lama. In 1950, Communist China invaded Tibet. And while leaving the Dalai Lama nominally in charge, they in fact seized control of the entire country. In 1959, after a Tibetan uprising against the Chinese, the Dalai Lama was forced to flee to India for his life and has lived in exile ever since. Following a dream I had 3 years ago, I have become deeply moved by the plight of the Tibetan people and filled with a desire to help them. I also awoke from the same dream, realizing that I had subconsciously gained knowledge of a deductive technique involving mind-body coordination operating hand-in-hand with the deepest level of intuition. Sheriff, Deputy Hawk, if you will please assist me, I will now demonstrate.
Why no throwing frisbees at the sun? Put my
myself between the bones. Now I want it, now I'm drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh, yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.
Around. The world's around. that wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted, oh.
It's 1:58 in the morning, and you are listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. The name of the show is The Commonwealth of Notions. I'm Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined by...
Boombox Knacks.
And here... Well, you know, that wasn't too long, so here's a little heads up about what you just heard. That was Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees off the record The Bends. The reason I played that is because not only did Radiohead participate in the Tibetan Freedom Concert, some of the more touching words, I felt, that came out after, you know... Adam's, you know, I don't know, MCA's passing, which I'd like to read, I think was really, I don't know, it made sense to me. It was Tom York in his words. I was very sad to hear the news of Adam Yauch's death yesterday. We looked up to the Beastie Boys a lot when we were starting out and how they maintain artistic control, making wicked records, but still were on a major label. And the Tibetan Freedom Concerts they organized had a very big influence on me personally. And the way Adam conducted himself and dealt with it all impressed me a lot. He was a mellow and V-smart guy. May he rest in peace.
Amen.
And amen, and indeed. Before that, another participant on the Tibetan Freedom Concert, Beck, with Beer Can off of Mellow Gold. And then before that, there was a little snippet from Twin Peaks with Agent Dale Cooper explaining to us all about what Tibet meant to him. And there was the live video version of 3MCs and 1DJ off of the Sound of Science compilation. That song by the Beastie Boys, of course, originally appearing on Hello Nasty. And let's see, what do we got? More factoids, Boombox Knox?
Ah, sure, why not? I mean, Adam really was just all over the place. He was a very, very busy guy. You know, he was obviously the Buddhist activist, filmmaker, and he even for a little bit was a letter writer to the New York Times, just playfully kind of criticizing and making fun of different articles and that sort of thing. And also from 93 to 97 was the publisher for Grand Royal, the magazine, which only put out 6 issues, and it really didn't last very long and went to online only in 97. Their second issue was actually a year behind schedule when they released it. That's kind of how all over the place it was. And the only reason that they really started making the magazine, because it started off as the label first, was because they kept getting so many letters in that were written to them from fans to the address that was within the Check Your Head liner notes. And they knew that other bands were doing like a newsletter that was, you know, to update fans with any news that was going on with them. So they were like, nah, let's just make it a magazine instead, which I think is pretty cool. And they just did all kinds of things as well, as far as like music, pop culture, and just things that they enjoyed, like Kung Fu and demolition derbies and things like that. So it was just a really cool magazine that didn't press only but 7,500 copies on their first issue, but in circulation it quickly grew to tens of thousands. And they're very hard. Well, they're very easy to find, but very expensive on eBay if you want to check that out.
Indeed. Next up, We've got A Tribe Called Quest with Can I Kick It. They were performers at the Tibetan Freedom Concerts. And as always, if you want to check out the playlist, it's WIR.org. If you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. One of my personal favorites of all time, Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions. And here we go.
Holla.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Reputation going there and playing, and hopefully when I go there, I'm helping my reputation.
That's what it takes, Shulman. America's finest.
In New York, you don't get a nickname unless you earn it. You don't come to the park with your own nickname. You just don't.
The Mecca of basketball, Love the Park.
Everybody's still in high school, dude. Nobody's graduating yet. They're gonna be multimillionaires in about 5 years. Let's get it going here, folks. Yo! Be easy, Mike Beasley.
I'm counting down to the days of a 54 king. I'm waiting for the time when I can get to Arizona. But my money is spent. Run it not ring. Neither party is mine. That's a jacket, so I am.
There's been pro players on these courts since the 60s on this asphalt right here.
As everybody knows, these three sneaker companies can't stand each other. Typically, you play with whatever shoe company you wear. This game throws out all those rules.
Coming home from school every day in the backyard, it was a war. That's where I think I get my competitive edge from, just hating to lose so much, because if I lost, I know I'm here from the rest of the night.
Y'all wanna know why you don't stop, y'all wanna know why you don't flop. Let me tell you, PB, bro, why I came from the bottom of the block. When I was born, it was sworn, I was never gonna be shoot. Had to prove that I was sick, I was huge, had to get my ride on. Eyes on the prize, Sean knew I had to get these chips, had to make moves like Elijah Wan. Started out selling dope, then graduated to a group. No exaggeration, my infatuation with the strip. Legendary like a schoolboy, crush on any every chick.
I think we, on the outside, feel it more than they do. You know what I mean? I don't really think they know what they into right now. It's so big, I don't really think they know. They're living for so many people right now, you know what I'm saying?
Had to lay way in the cut, till I finally got my turn. Now one more top in the spot that I earned. It's my life, it's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything.
I'm getting in under your skin.
It's 2:12, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WRRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon Cleary, and I'm joined by Lend Me Your Ear's very own
Boombox Knox.
And you just heard Luscious Jackson with Under Your Skin off of their record Fever In, Fever Out. That was a Grand Royal release from 1991, I believe, and they were also one of the many participants in the Tibetan Freedom Concerts. Before that, A Tribe Called Quest is how I started the hour off with Can I Kick It? From the record People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm. That was, you know, not only did Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest, all those guys have a big, you know, involvement in the lives of every member of the Beastie Boys, I want to say that I think A Tribe Called Quest, easily one of the most influential hip-hop groups of all time, and there's no telling how much their, you know, being surrounded by one another helped the Beastie Boys develop their sound, Tribe Called Quest develop theirs. I think it was just, you know, very, very compatible relationship between the two artists. And I would love to share this with you, and then we'll do a little bit more information, then we'll get back into the music. Do you think you have what it takes to be a WRIR DJ? Do you want to join the elite company of volunteers that keeps Richmond supplied with the best music and local content week after week? It's not all fun and games, but if you're a real music nut and you're willing to make the commitment, we're always looking for trainees, revolving substitutes, and show hosts. You can take the first steps on the path by emailing beadj@wrir.org or visiting our website, wrir.org, and clicking on the Volunteer Opportunities button. And now, Boombox Knox with a little bit more information for you.
Well, you know, I'm a plethora of information in all categories, so if you want to give us a call, 649-9737, you can ask me anything, and I'll give you an answer. I'm not sure if it'll be correct or not, but I'll give you an answer. Really, the Beastie Boys, you can kind of consider them like a rooster of diverse releases. And that comes down to, you know, what we mentioned earlier from the magazine, the record label, the film company. Can you help me out with the with the pronunciation? Is that on the computer?
It
readily?
It is. All right, here we go. This is the film company.
Oscilloscope.
Oscilloscope.
Indeed.
I just love the way that that woman sounds. Anyhow, Oscilloscope Laboratories started off in 2002, and it was actually a recording label. And then in 2008, branched to film and produced 50 features between then and now, including Oscar nominees, the Banksy's documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop, and Woody Harrelson's war drama The Messenger was also off of Oscilloscope. And we actually played a trailer from a release from that film company, which Adam directed.
Yeah, he did. It was a documentary about a bunch of it's basically high school hopefuls that were trying to figure out a means in which they could further their careers within basketball. And it's what it's called, We're Going for Number One, or The Number One Bracket, or something.
It's Gunning for the Number One Spot.
Gunning for the Number One Spot, which was, documentary directed by that. And you can see that, you know, several peers had their music included. You know, there was a little Chuck D in there. There was a little Jay-Z. There was a lot of New York. New York is what they loved. New York was their, you know, pride and soul. But if there's one other thing that I want to say that Adam Yauch had his pride and soul delivering towards, it was the group The Bad Brains. Last week we played Band in D.C. for you because, you know, that's just one of those songs that I always remember The Bad Brains for, and I probably would not listen to The Bad Brains if it weren't for the little words of recommendation on one of their first records where Adam Yauch, aka MCA, is saying that if you don't listen to The Bad Brains and you don't know what hardcore is, and I think I'd agree, and I think
I'm going to have to agree with you on that as well. They're definitely probably the fastest band known ever.
Absolutely, yeah. And what's really cool is that in 2007, Adam Yauch actually met up with The Bad Brains and for their 30th anniversary produced their album Build a Nation. This is a little bit not, I mean, there are a few hardcore tracks in here, but I feel like this is a nice amalgam of what The Bad Brains have become after 30 years of being a band, as well as kind of what production styles Adam brought to the project. So here's Ja Love by the Bad Brains. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIR. Give us a call at 649-9737. Check the playlist at WIR.org. And we've got a little over 40 minutes left, and there'll be time for Soul Food, which airs from 3 to 6. So if you're staying up late, stay up late with WIR. Here are the Bad Brains.
Holla.
Welcome to step one. I can wait, run on, and I'll make it happen. Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
not, whoever you are. We doing fine on the 1-9 line, on the L, we doing 12 on the number 10 bus. We fight and bust, you know we're thorough in the boroughs, cause that's a must. I remember when the boots was all porno blitz, so running home after school, a two-play kick. At lunch I go to Pippi's down on Montague Street and hit the Fulton Street Mall for the sneakers on my feet. Dear New York, I hope you're doing well. I know a lot's happened and you've been through hell, so we give thanks for providing a home. Through your gates at Ellis Island, we passed in droves. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten, from the Battery to the top of Manhattan. With the LSD, get my BBDs from VIM. You know I'm repping Manhattan the best I can. Stop off at Bleecker Bar, got thrown out, sneaking in at 4 a.m. after going out. You didn't rob me in the park at Diana Ross, but everybody started looting when the lights went off. From the South, South Bronx on out to Queensbridge, from Hollis, Queens, right down to Bay Ridge, from Castle Hill to the Lower East Side, with 10-10 wins to 5-5.
All right, it's 2:31 in the morning, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Shannon, and I'm joined by Lend Me Your Ears' very own...
Boom Box Knox!
And, you just heard an open letter to NYC by the Beastie Boys from their record To the Five Boroughs. Before that was Revolution Action by Atari Teenage Riot, a group that did appear, or at least a few of their releases appeared on the Grand Royal Records moniker. And then we got Bad Brains' Ja Love off the record Build a Nation, which was produced by MCA. We've got a little under 28 minutes left, and then it'll be time for Soul Food. So if you're staying up late, stay up late with WIR and our all-nighter programming as always. And if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And if, you want to see what we've been playing so far this evening, please go to the website. It's WIR.org. I'm going to throw things over to Boombox Knox to give a few more facts before we get into kind of a little last run of stuff that we can cover before, you know, the next show begins.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you again for listening, Richmond. And this is radio for the rest of us, and we'd like to be able to provide the best and programming that we can possibly provide for you and be able to give you these themed shows and just cool things that you just otherwise would not hear over the airwaves. Yeah, this is actually, I'm sorry. we were discussing earlier about how it might be a generational thing or, you know, whatever about Hello Nasty being one of our favorites. But actually, we're not the only ones out there because they won two Grammys in 99 from Hello Nasty, one of which being Best Alternative Music Album, and then also Best Rap Performance by Duo or Group for Intergalactic. And they were also one of the first groups to actually win Grammys in two separate genres of music, which is very appropriate considering just their genre bending and infusing together for, you know, just all kinds of different types of music. And that's why we love the Beastie Boys and why we're having a show right now in dedication to one of the members who passed away. And, you know, we have to thank him properly.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yes. Okay. Let me, I'm just going to fade this down just a little bit. It's the first quiet moment of the night. My apologies. It is 2:34. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions, and I'm going to kind of keep rolling with the idea of artists that performed at the Tibetan Freedom Concerts, as well as other people on the Grand Royal record label. This is probably one of the more impressive, not necessarily finds, but one of the artists that actually attached themselves there for a bit. Sean Lennon was on there and put out, I believe, one of his first records, which was entitled Into the Sun. And it came out in 1998 through Grand Royal. And it's interesting because the Luscious Jackson stuff was early 90s. And then the artists that we have coming up next, they put out their final record. And they actually might have put out their most impacting record. I don't know why that is. Because they had this notoriety within the scene. But then they just made a record that got a lot of critical attention. And then all of a sudden, there was this divide in the band. And the only hint I'll give you is they did reunite this year. So, you know, that might be too much information. But we'll see what happens. Yeah, so always expect too much information on the Commonwealth of Notions. But yeah, we got 25 minutes left. Like I said, give us a call at 804-649-9737. Check out the playlist at WRIR.org. This song is called Sean's Theme and is by Sean Lennon. You're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions, and I hope you enjoy.
Holla.
Oscilloscope. Oscilloscope.
All right, it's 2:48, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm joined by Boombox Knox.
Hello, hello.
And we have a little bit more time left, and we're just trying to get through it just so we can allow the nice gentlemen of Soul Food to be able to get started on their show. But here's a little bit of what you just heard. You heard Igor Stravinsky with the Firebird Suite, or at least an installment of it. I think that was actually used on the Hello Nasty record in sample form. I believe, you know, it sounds that like that grandiose, like the epic intro to the Intergalactic music video, I think, exactly.
Yeah, it definitely sounds a lot like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then we had a few samples and instrumental things going on in there. And we start off with Sean Lennon, Sean's theme from Into the Sun. Now, next up, Let's see. What do we got? Okay, like I promised you guys, one of the bands that was on Grand Royal that put out their last record via the record label was At the Drive-In. I showcased a remix of one of their older songs, but the song that really got people was One Arm Scissor. So there's no doubt about it. It hit the radio waves, and everyone was in love with it. Had a cool music video, and then everyone started hearing about At the Drive-In, and then Mars Volta came out and Sparta, and if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't know about those bands. I don't really think we would.
No, I don't think so either.
But more importantly, I want to play that song for you. Then we have one more Beastie Boys song, and then we have one final tribute to MCA. Then it'll be time for Soul Food. So thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for, if you've been spending the past 2 weeks with us, it means a lot, because this entire show was a passion for us. You know, we just wanted to do this.
No, absolutely. Thank you all, Richmond, for listening, and I hope that you got as much out of it as we have.
Absolutely. And as always, you can give us a call at 804-649-9737, and you can go to the website and see what we've been playing at WRIR.org. Without further ado, here's At the Drive-In with One Arm Scissor. You've been listening to the Commonwealth of Notions. Next week, things will kind of be back to normal. You'll get the normal local showcase and all that stuff, but, you know, for the time being, I'm glad you guys bared with me. I appreciate it. But, yeah, here's At the Drive-In. Thanks again, Boombox Knox.
Thank you, Shannon. By. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. And, yeah, good night, sleep tight. Soul Food's up next. You've been listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. And this show is a little thing called the Commonwealth of Notions. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
Night-night.
Yes, this is the campaign slithered entrails in the cargo bay. A new turd is the vastness, hollow back. Chop the oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Tease this amputation, splintered larynx. Shit has access now. Remember, 'cause I'm a million miles away.
Because I have some pretty heavy news, I guess, to say. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel a bunch of our shows coming up and actually push back our record release. Because recently, about 2 months ago, I started feeling this little, like, lump in my throat, like you would feel if you have, like, swollen glands or something like that, like you feel if you have a cold. And so I didn't really think it was anything, but then just recently when we were over in Europe doing promotion, I started to think I should talk to my doctor, and so I called my doctor and saw him when I got back. This was about 2 weeks ago, and he sent me to a specialist, and they did tests, and I actually have a form of cancer in the gland that's over here, and it's actually, it's in a gland called the parotid gland. And it's also in a lymph node right in that area. So I'm actually going to have surgery probably next week coming up. And then after that, have to have some radiation done localized in that area. But the good news is that it's they did scans on my whole body, and it's only localized in this one area. And it's not in the place that affects my voice. So that's nice, and
which is a plus.
That's convenient. So anyway, it's a bit of a little bit of a setback. It's a pain in the ass, but this is something that's very treatable, and in most cases, they're able to completely get rid of it, and people don't have continuing problems with it, and they've caught it early, and it's not anywhere else in my body. And so that's the good news. So. So that's what's up. So I apologize to everybody for anyone who's made plans or was, you know, psyched to come to these shows that are coming up. And I just apologize for anyone that's put themselves out in terms of, you know, their schedules or whatever. And we'll be back doing this soon. So that's what's up.
We'll see you soon, I guess.
Yeah, and very kind of Adam to come in.
I'd like to also say for the record that Adam didn't tell me why I was coming down here, so I was on my couch watching TV. And so this is a fake beard and look. I was actually dressed very nice.
Good morning, Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to WRILP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. And what you're hearing right now is a tribute out to the Beastie Boys. MCA, rest in peace, man. But I also want to give out another shout out, another rest in peace to the late legendary Chuck Brown. He died today, the age of 79. And Brian DeBilly, shout outs to him. And lost two great musicians in this past couple months, and I'm going to do a little tribute to Chuck Brown and the Beastie Boys all in one set. So sit back, relax. I'm Chef Poppin' Fresh. DJ Diz will be in the building in another hour or so. And this is Soul Food. Stay tuned and get hungry.